This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. Congress officially opened President Donald Trump's impeachment trial Thursday. We get details from AP's Sagar Meghani at the White House.
In a packed Senate chamber, the sergeant-at-arms escorted in the House's impeachment managers, the seven lawmakers who will prosecute the case, led by Adam Schiff.
House Resolution 755, impeaching Donald John Trump, President of the United States, for high crimes and misdemeanors.
Schiff read the two articles charging the president with abuse of power and obstructing Congress. It's just the third presidential impeachment trial in American history and comes before a GOP-led jury.
The Senate's time is at hand.
Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has said he will not be an impartial juror, but will be among the lawmakers swearing an oath to deliver impartial justice. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Chief Justice John Roberts and the 100 senators, including Leader Mitch McConnell, have been sworn in. The impeachment trial has been adjourned until next Tuesday. A government watchdog group says that President Trump broke the law by withholding congressionally approved aid to Ukraine, but the Government Accountability Office says the Trump administration did not have the right to cite policy reasons for holding up the money. Congress had already authorized the millions of dollars, and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says that Trump broke the law.
Faithful execution of the law does not permit the president to substitute his own policy priorities for those that Congress has enacted into law.
Top House Republican Kevin McCarthy says the administration should get to decide how taxpayer money is spent. The GAO is a nonpartisan arm of Congress. Its findings have no legal binding authority, and it has no prosecutorial power. This is VOA News. The governments of countries that lost citizens when Iran shot down a Ukrainian 737 airliner have demanded that Tehran accept full responsibility and pay compensation to the victims' families. AP's Karen Chamas reports.
The foreign ministers of Canada, the UK, Afghanistan, Sweden, and Ukraine issued the statement after a meeting at the Canadian High Commission on Trafalgar Square. The nationalities of victims other than Iranians included 57 Canadians, as well as 11 Ukrainians, 17 people from Sweden, 4 Afghans, and 4 British citizens. The Canadian Foreign Minister, François-Philippe Champagne, said although Iran had accepted responsibility, Canada wants closure, accountability, transparency, and justice through a full investigation. Karen Chamas, London.
Russia's ruling party on Thursday unanimously backed President Vladimir Putin's surprise choice for Prime Minister Mikhail Mishustin, a man with almost no political profile. We get more from Lauren Anthony of Reuters.
Analysts have called Mishustin a technocratic placeholder. He will inevitably be viewed as a possible successor to a shrunken presidency, as will members of his cabinet, many of whom are expected to be new to government. And essentially, that would give Putin the options of taking on an enhanced role as prime minister after 2024, when he's obliged to leave the presidency, pursuing a new role as head of the state council, or even becoming speaker of a new supercharged parliament. Critics have long accused Putin, a former KGB officer, of plotting to stay on in some capacity after his term ends, in a bid to wield power over the world's largest nation and one of its two biggest nuclear powers.
That's Lauren Anthony of Reuters. The U.S. Senate has approved a new North American trade agreement, a key victory for President Donald Trump as the deliberative body officially opened his impeachment trial. The 100-member Senate approved the U.S.-Mexico-Canada Agreement, or USMCA, by an 89-10 bipartisan vote, sending it to the president to be signed into law. The USMCA replaces the 25-year-old North American Free Trade Agreement. Singer Demi Lovato will make her return to public performances later this month and will sing the national anthem at the Super Bowl. AP's Margie Zaraletta reports.
Demi Lovato is making her return to public performances in a big way. She will sing at the Grammy Awards in Los Angeles on January 26th, and then a week later sing the national anthem at the Super Bowl in Miami. Lovato has not sung in public since she reportedly overdosed in July 2018. Lovato had posted 6 weeks ago on Instagram, "The next time you hear from me, I'll be singing." Jennifer Lopez and Shakira will headline the Super Bowl halftime show. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
For more, visit voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.